So in this Buddhism, we have simply what is called bhakti, or devotion. No thinking necessary. Remember, the Buddha went through great austerities. The Buddha went through great ordeals. But here is an easy Buddhism. This is the popular Buddhism. This is the Buddhism that corresponds to that mode of popular worship that in India is associated with devotion to the gods. One prays to the Buddha, knowing that that Buddha is really not there, because there is no being. That Buddha is a reflection of your own potential Buddhahood. And in meditating on him, clinging to him, you are gradually losing attachment to your little ego world. You are, as we say in the Christian tradition, resting in God. You relax. You turn yourself over to the divinity. You turn yourself over to the mystery with the confidence that that mystery will support you without knowing why or how, without being illuminated up here, but simply assuming the posture of one who is illuminated, acting as though you knew that you weren't anything. That's the great Amida Buddha. This Buddhism comes to Japan, and in the 12th century, with the great teacher Honan, becomes the basis for the great Buddhism of most of the people of Japan now, Shinshu. Shinshu and Jodo, the Buddhism of Amida, is the main Buddhism of Japan. Now, how do you serve that Buddha? You serve that Buddha simply by performing your life duties. No meditations necessary. No special going to church necessary. Your whole life is a church. Your children are your enterprise through which you achieve your fulfillment. This is a lovely, wonderful thing. The whole world is turned into the sanctuary, you might say, of the discipline. And the discipline isn't something that should make you anxious. It's something that you're doing simply by performing your life duties properly and decently. Now, there comes a resistance to this kind of thing on the part of people who like effort. You know, there are people who feel things shouldn't be too easy. And this way of high discipline is the way that is epitomized in what is called Zen. Now, this word Zen, Z-E-N, is the Japanese pronunciation of a Chinese word. And the Chinese word is Zhan, C-H apostrophe A-N. And the Chinese word is a mispronunciation of the Sanskrit word dhyana, D-H-Y-A-N-A, dhyana, which means contemplation. Now, contemplation normally is thought of as disciplined meditation. I spoke when was about three talks ago about the Kundalini Yoga. That is the way of this discipline primarily. Sitting, bringing by psychological exercises, the Kundalini up the spine and all this business, transforming through effort your mode of experience so that you actually come to the illumination that the Buddha came to, the sort of thing the Buddha himself did, not just seated in a shrine, banging a little dragon mouth saying, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu, saying Buddha, 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 and expecting to get somewhere. Here you're going to go to work.